I had two elder brothers. One was 3 years older, and the other was about 4 or 5 years older than me. And during our summer holidays, we used to go into these woods with other boys, the Johnson brothers, for example, and the Woodward brothers, all in the same road, Beachfield Road, because those were all four-bedroom houses. Mm-hmm. So they took big families. And we used to go down there in the summer and make what you call tree camps. So we was different. We had what you call a double-storey tree camp. One layer, two layers, and the top. All this stuff was accumulated from the council tip. Okay, we sorted things out. That was one of the arts we used to do. And another thing we used to do was make our own push bikes from the council tip again. We used to go over there and get a built bicycle frame, find the wheels, the brakes, the saddle, and we used to make our own push bikes. Also down the Chequers was a load of gravel pits with a lot of water in them, naturally. And we used to take our clothes off and go swimming in the water. And then we used to cross over the road of the gravel pits, I don't know what the bridge is called, to what is now called the Goslin Stadium. We used to go in there, and again, gravel pits, water, kids go in the water. That's where we spent all our free time with shorts on, getting stung, getting the dock leaves and rubbing them on the stinging nettles and things like that. They were happy days. We all went together and we always come home together. Yes. We used to come home for lunch. Mother used to get our dinner and then we used to go back out again. Then we used to go grumping. Well, what we used to do, this before we went into this council tip was a normal standard house where the caretaker or someone used to look after it. And it always got apple tree. What we did, used to get a saucepan with a hollow handle, and we used to get a long pole from the trees, slide it into the handle of the saucepan, and hook it behind an apple and pull it forward so it didn't fall in the garden, it fell into you. So you caught it, and that's what we used to do. And then there was another house, we used to call it Gurney's. Well, that was a private house. And we used to get on our push bikes, which we'd already made, go to this Gurney's house and get these apples. Now, Gurney's used to be next door to the little church. Is it St Mary's Church? Mm. Opposite the cemetery.
Yes.
Right there. And she had a big house there and a brick wall around it. And we used to take them apples into our tree camps. We used to make these, what they call soapbox derbies, a set of pram wheels from down the tump again and get a box and put on. He was always doing something, constructing things. Might be a push bike, being at Soap Park Derby, roller skates. Right, outside my house in Beachfield Road, and they got this big square, all pavement, and in the middle was green, a big green. Every winter, we got roller skates for Christmas, how far they used to go. We used to clear all the snow around that square and go roller skating. And we used to get there and play marbles, put our three holes in and play marbles. A lot of arguments we used to have over that. And another occasion regarding that square, Christmas time, I was still a young boy, remember, 10, 12, something like that. And my brothers and sisters all used to come to us at Christmas time, even when my father had died. And my mother used to insist that we always had a Christmas party on Boxing Day. And all of my brothers and sisters used to come with their own children. And there used to be something like 20, 25 people. It was a four-bedroom house. We had what we call a big kitchen, what we call a back room and a front room. A very big house it was, and the staircase with four bedrooms upstairs. All my brothers and sisters used to come with Christmas presents on Boxing Day, and we'd put them all together, put them in a pillowcase, all these different presents, all mixed up. And then my oldest brother bought a Father Christmas outfit. So one of us used to dress up in his Father Christmas outfit. We had what you call a passageway. We used to go out the back door. One of us, it could be a man, it could be a lady, because they'd got the beard on. And we used to go round the back door and walk round the square. This walk round this square, and then he would knock on the front door, and one of us would open the front door, and there was Father Christmas with all his sacks of toys on his shoulder. And he used to come and say, "Merry Christmas, everybody." My mother used to play the piano. We used to have a knees-up Mother Brown. It was all youngsters, remember? All youngsters, except my elder brother and sister. Yeah. And we had new Mother Brown. We used to go dancing, believe it or not, around this big square. When we was boys, the east side used to fight the west side. And this is where we used to meet in Gosling Stadium, as it is now, when it was the gravel pits. And once we crossed that railway bridge, it wasn't called Hunter's Bridge, it was, we used to call it the Sandpit Bridge. Mm. Once they crossed it, that was on our territory. Once we went on their side, it was their territory. This was the friction you had between the east and the west, or the west and the east. Boys used to go and get some pocket money from somewhere, and we used to go into Welling department stores, and they used to have, not battery lamps, but ordinary lamps, they used to put something in them, some form of chemical, I can't think, like small pieces of coal, and used to put it in the water and it used to explode. So I said, what's it for? Well, it's for our bicycle lamps. But we used to take over the gravel pits and get these tins and bottles from the local refuse dump, put some water in them, and put a drop of this carbon or whatever it was in it, put the lid off it and throw it in the pond and it'd explode. So we used to go and buy inner tubes and tyres from Welling department stores, or months. Oh, cinema, two or three times a week, because it was only... It used to be a Saturday morning cinema. Was it Penny, I think it used to be? Of course, it was all children in there those days.
Yes.
And used to shout and holler and things like that. And there's one thing I can always remember in that cinema. It was a Boy Scout thing, and it was in a series of about 10 episodes. So you had to go every week to see the following episode. And I can remember that quite clearly. And it was Boy Scouts. It must have been an American film, I should imagine.